Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
And welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. What's that? He's appeared.
I'm having problems finding out what to do with my hands at this point.
I don't know what to do with my hands because he's back.
I'm
gonna keep him to himself. Who knows?
This is weird. I'm talking on the air right now. I've decided to join the airwaves again. Brian's back. That's Luke over there. I'm Brian. Darn it.
See, you're wearing a Batman t-shirt. And if anybody wants to, you know, follow along with us here in studios, you can watch the program on Devil Radio 92.7 FM's Facebook page. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. But all week, Brian, I've been referring to you as Superman. And then you come to the show and you're wearing a Batman shirt. Come on, man.
At least I'm in the DC universe. Okay.
That's fair. But you're also the one that killed Superman. So are you not?
I did it for the right reasons, really, honestly. And you know, you can't have a god with powers like that. I mean, it can't help but go to his head. I know he's written to be perfect, but honestly, after a while, have you met people? I mean, really?
Yeah, no, the fact that the DC, I mean, I understand. And when you're writing a comic book, you want to create really cool heroes. But giving one man all of those powers is kind of a little unfair. A little OP.
Yeah. So like in a way, when Apocalypse comes down, you're like, all right, good on you. All right. Yeah. All right, man. No, but either way.
Folks, you're listening to this fine program.
This is great.
Yeah, we are. Well, we've got so much digressing to catch up on that we missed while you were out. But
I hear snippets. Like I keep forgetting that you can't hear me when I'm in the car yelling about things. Like I'm driving around the state or I'm, you know, taking care of something. Because like half the time I'm like next to the board.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to rewire something back here. But I have the impulse to jump in and say something, but sometimes I'll just text Evan. Hi, Evan. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, Evan. We appreciate you on the board here in Madison. We are broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. There he is. And for all the folks on Facebook, there you go, Evan, showing that mug.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. But it's interesting. I did not know that you had a one-way dialogue with the show when you were not on air.
Well, I mean, I don't always tune in because sometimes I can't.
You're in the middle of doing some very heavy lifting like Superman. So
there's a lot of things, and I also had some unexcused absences. I did get cast in a movie.
Mr. Hotshot Hollywood.
I got cast in a movie, and I got more than a day. Normally, like, when I get cast in things, it's like a one-liner or, hey, can you be the big giant goon in the back standing there and just don't move at all?
We need you to unload this grill off of the Lowe's truck just by yourself. We need you to pick it up and move it over there.
The most camera work I got was when I was carrying a giant Peak antifreeze bottle up a gigantic dump truck, basically. They were those million ton payload dump trucks, which, by the way, we got to use the small one. The wheel height was double me, so like 12 foot wheels.
There you go,
like on a dump truck, and you can scale from there. You had to take a ladder and climb up a story just to get into the anyway. The point is like the most camera time I've had up until now was basically that when they had a giant thing to make me look normal. So this role is awesome. I get to they open the movie with me, and I get to walk in and look like a badass. It's pretty cool. I get a nice leather jacket, and it's pretty awesome.
It's a very fine looking leather jacket. And folks, I promise we will get into some Wisconsin headlines.
Oh yeah, there's
here.
Some like, stuff we got to talk about. But I want to explain where I've been.
We're welcoming Brian back to the airwaves. And if you want to join the conversation, unlike Brian did in his absence, while he was listening, he could have called in to 844-967-2789. The phone lines are open all hour long. You're listening on Civic Media's stations. That's Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha, where Brian is broadcasting live from this afternoon. in our two newest sets of stations up in Wausau, Wisconsin. We got Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, along with locally grown radio out of Wisconsin Rapids. That's 1320 AM WFHR and 97.5 FM out in Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah, Brian, we missed you, big guy, and there's a lot to catch you up on. We've had some new Marquette polling.
They got rid of Gableman without me.
They did. You weren't here for Gableman. Like,
I've been fighting for this for so long, and they finally did it, and it was just, he disappeared like a fart in the wind.
He's not going off quietly into the night, though, and much like that fart, he is lingering and keeping around and filling up the room of Wisconsin politics, because... We've got some updates for that 63rd Assembly District race, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show.
Lord, are there more?
There is. I'll give you an update about it, I promise. We won't leave you unaware of what's going on with Gableman and him endorsing Voss's and Trump's it was Voss's primary opponent, endorsed by Trump, and we'll get a little bit into that update about what he's up to now.
Super confusing.
That Gableman's been fired. The Marquette University Law School polling came out earlier this week. Our friend Chucky Franks over at the Marquette University Law School.
I love Chucky Franks.
Yeah, and he was very happy, Brian, because Fox News came out with a poll yesterday. So Charles Franklin released his polling out on Wednesday. Yesterday, Fox News releases a poll showing pretty similar results. Not exactly the same, but pretty similar compared to what Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School put out. And so Charles Franklin was kind of doing a victory lap. He was pretty much like, yay, look, my numbers must be good because we've got other numbers that are kind of like this. It's kind of some high-fiving of the results. And so Charles Franklin had Evers up by 2, 45 to 43, and had Mandela Barnes up by 7 over Ron Johnson, I believe 51 to 44.
Oh, Lord.
And so the interesting surprise was Fox News came out with a poll with Mandela Barnes, lieutenant governor, running to unseat incumbent Senator Ron Johnson. Barnes was leading Johnson 50 to 46, so a 4-point lead only, but again, within the margin of error, I believe, for Charles Franklin's poll, so like it could be around that. And Evers was winning, I believe, also by 2 or 3 points in that poll. Don't recall the specific numbers for the Evers-Michaels matchup on that one, but it was similar, 2-3-point lead for the incumbent governor. And essentially, somebody's not too happy about it. Charles Franklin, very happy about those results. Another individual doesn't really feel like those results are accurate from those two polls that came out in the field at a similar time. But he's not too happy, Brian, with the results. And in his heart of hearts, recall, this is from the conservative side of the aisle, the side of the aisle that is... the F your feelings crowd.
They
don't really want to hear about your feelings, but unfortunately, we got to hear about his today. And that's gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side, Tim Michaels. Because he really feels like he's winning by 5 to 10 points, and that's just not being represented
Let's not misrepresent his quote. He has a quote here.
Let's hear it, Brian.
Told a crowd of GOP party members, "If the polls say we're dead even right now, I believe in my heart that we are up at least 5 to 10 percentage points.
But it's important to note that the poll doesn't say they're dead even. Within the margin of error, there is a margin of error of the poll, and the deficit that Michaels has in the poll is within that margin of error. Yes, but it doesn't have a polling result of dead even. Like, that is just a misrepresentation of the polls to begin with.
I just want to tell you that in this picture here, one besides Michaels, who I'm assuming is beaming in from Connecticut, the picture here has a kid with a white tuba and a Michaels for Governor shirt on, and he does not look like he wants to be there at all. He looks like the kid in the, with he just looks like he just is very sweaty and doesn't want to be there. That's what he looks like. This poor kid. That's all I can tell you right now.
The young lady with the saxophone also doesn't look that satisfied.
She does not seem. Maybe she feels in her heart of hearts that she's not there right now, or that you know, perhaps.
Do you think she's like staring at him? Because she's kind of like adjacent to the podium, just like, this guy doesn't believe that I should have autonomy over my own body. And do you think that that's...
Or maybe she's looking at him going, you know, I know that he's really like a five, but he feels like he's a 10, so... We should pretend that he's that way. I don't know. He has the power, so I should probably listen to him. My
like,
goodness.
Like, literally, I and I'm going to preface it. Yes, polling is not an exact science. There's no, many
there's
different errors that could
Charles
be out there.
Franklin does it over and over again, and people trust his polling because he does a really they follow. Look,
most of the time, if you hear criticism of Charles Franklin's poll, it's that he oversamples Republicans.
Yes.
Like, that is what generally the criticism is. That is generally what anybody that criticizes it talks about. And so when you see two different Democratic candidates leading, one by 2 points within the margin of error, one by 7 points, you can believe that there may be some oversampling Republicans in that still, because when you break down the groups, and we're going to get into this a little bit more in these next couple segments, as well as some of the other headlines we want to get to, but I didn't see the complete dissection of Michaels's, because there's still a lot of people undecided. I believe 34% of Michaels, those polled about Michaels don't have an opinion of him yet. So there's still going to be a lot of Wisconsinites in that gubernatorial race going to be making up their mind. But if we take a look at unfavorables, Ron Johnson's don't look great. And we're going to get into those because he's a little upset about the polling too, I think.
Well, you just passed the primary time where you're speaking to your crazy ass base, the people who are absolutely freaking insane that they think that Tim Michaels is a really good candidate for governor, one. But two, the general population doesn't even know who this guy is because he doesn't live here and doesn't have a community presence at all.
Oh.
And now he's actually having to face, you know, the general population and not the select elite few that the Republicans say. You know, they the most projecting party I've ever seen, they complain about elites, yet they're the ones who charge way too much to get in, and they only have certain people that they allow in. And then when they actually have to face the general public, not so good. That's why they have to gerrymander the whole time.
Maybe that's why he feels in his heart of hearts, Brian, that he's got a 5 to 10 point lead. All those Connecticut yard signs are really giving him a confidence boost. But Connecticut voters don't get a vote in this gubernatorial election. We're in Wisconsin, folks, and you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. 844-967-2789. We're going to get into it a little bit more when we get back.
I don't feel like we are.